Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome to Habit Hack Thursday. I hope you're having a great week. Happy September 1st. I love the start of a new month. I hope August treated you well. I feel like it went by really quick, but also I felt like there was an extra week in there as well. I'm so excited to do today's habit hack with you. It's something that keeps coming up in conversations. And sometimes when that happens for me, it's like, okay, I hear you. It's time to discuss this on the podcast. So today we're going to be talking about trying to catch your breath, literally and figuratively. This is something that will help you feel a little bit more calm and present in just a couple of short minutes, and we'll talk about how to habit hack this into your day. But just a couple of reminders before we get into today's habit hack. Reminder, you can go to bit.ly/freecallwithemily. There's a link in the show notes as well. To schedule a free call with me every Thursday, my calendar is opened up for a free 15-minute habit hacking call with me to kind of just chat a little bit about maybe what some of your biggest challenges are and help and allow me to kind of brainstorm with you some habit hacks to allow you to start taking some action, building some momentum in your own health to help you start feeling your best from the inside out so you're showing up as your best self for everyone else and really just feeling amazing for you too. That is quite all right. So like again, that's linked in the show notes for you. My calendar is almost full for September because hashtag self-care, I can't open it up every day, but I do have a couple of spots left if you want to go and book your spot. And, you know, I have this every time on the show, on my outro, if you will. You can text me. Every Monday, I sent like a motivational text to the girls that sign up. Kind of, they're the first to know about any special sales coming up or launches or, you know, just they're in the know other than my girls in the Habit Hacking Society and the newsletter folks. Y'all are the first to know. So send me your favorite emoji to 1-773-904-2157. It's linked in the show notes as well. Send me your favorite emoji. Maybe it's the taco emoji or the sideways laughing face. Like those are my favorite ones to send, or the kissy face. And send me your favorite emoji. That way you'll already be signed up and you can get those free texts every week. It's like no strings attached. It's just free text from me because I know your inbox and everything else is just so cluttered. So I know I like to get texts from some of my favorite podcasters. So I'm excited to offer this opportunity to connect with you that way. And you can text me back. It's me replying to you. Okay, let's get into today's Habit Hack Thursday. So like I said, this is something that keeps coming up in conversations. I was really inspired by one of my friends, Renee. She was talking about the concept of something called 20 breaths. And I'll talk a little bit about what that means. I was inspired by my oldest son. He's in weight training class in high school. He's a freshman this year, which I'm all in my feelings about that. That's a whole different story, though. And he was talking about, coaches telling us the importance of breathing while we're lifting heavy. I talk a ton about using your breath constantly and the workout classes I teach at Orange Theory when I'm doing my own workouts, thinking about exhaling and inhaling, sending the oxygen all throughout my body, fueling my muscles and my mind a lot of times. But I'm wondering if sometimes you just feel like you can't catch your breath. And I wanted to share maybe a few breathing techniques for your habit hack today, help you feel more present. It can maybe help you a little bit with your sleep. Something you can do in bed before you go to sleep to try to calm your thoughts, maybe you have a little anxiety, and just help you feel a little bit more calm. And stick around to the end. I'll actually lead you through an actual breathing exercise together. I'm going to talk about four different ones, and at the end, we'll do one together. So make sure you're nice and cozy. Okie dokie, let's talk about the first one is the 20 breaths meditation. So what this is, it's a concentration practice. You're focused in on one thing, which you're like, oh my gosh, that's really hard to do, right? We have so many tabs open in our heads like we talk about. But the 20 breaths, you are concentrating on one thing. You breathe in and out for 20 breaths. And trust me, you're probably going to maybe lose track of your count of what number you're on because your brain starts wondering. You're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to make for dinner? And what did I need to be somewhere? Did I send that email? And that's completely normal when we're meditating or trying to pray and be really focused in. And the breaths, when you really just focus on the breathing in and out for 20 breaths, it really helps you really start to calm and close out all the external and just focus on internal. And you're kind of timing those 20 breaths, okay? So that's the first breathing method we're going to talk about. The second one is called box breathing, or maybe you've heard it called four square breathing. So pretty much what you do, you start by exhaling. So you exhale to a count of four, so getting all the air out of your lungs, and you hold your lungs empty then for four counts, okay? Then you inhale for four counts. It's all the same pace. Hold the air in your lungs for a count of four, and then exhaling and beginning the pattern all over again, okay? This is the one we'll kind of go over at the end together. So this one is really great because you kind of go into like a steady cadence with the four counts in, four counts out. I personally like this one just because it helps. I like it. It's all equal. I don't lose track. The third one is the 4-7-8 breathing technique. This one is just called a relaxing breath. Okay. This breathing pattern really helps. The whole goal is to help reduce anxiety, or maybe this is a really great one to help you get to sleep. It's known to help people really, you know, fall asleep, which is really great. So what you do is you breathe in for 4 seconds, you hold the breath for 7 seconds, and then you exhale for 8 seconds, okay? Let me say that again. You breathe in for four, so hold the breath for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8. That one feels really relaxing as you're exhaling because we usually don't take that time to really exhale and really clear out our lungs, and just focusing on that pattern can really help you if you're in a state of trying to get to sleep or maybe feeling a little anxious. And the last one is one that I've done before a couple years ago. You may have heard, or was it last summer? I think it was last summer. I feel like it was so long ago. I did my big cold shower experiment. I was really inspired by the Wim Hof method. It's something I actually really want to get back to. I think I'm going to start doing it, which is silly that I'm thinking that now because it's going to start getting cold here in Indiana, which is why I stopped doing it in the first place. I'd started it in the summer, and then when it got cold, I was like, ooh, I don't want to. But the Wim Hof method combines breathing, cold therapy, and really a commitment to help you connect more deeply to your body. So it's really powerful inhalation and then relax exhalation, okay? And then also prolonged breath holds. So this technique can really lead to increased immunity when paired with cold therapy. So there's actually an app you can download to help you with the breathing. And it's actually Wim Hof. He's amazing, leading you through his breathing techniques, and you can practice various breath holds as well. Okay, so there's the 20 breaths meditation, the box breathing or four square breathing, the 4-7-8 breathing technique, and the Wim Hof method. All of those are really great. What I would suggest doing is maybe putting a notice on your Google Calendar or whatever calendar you use to get a notification to just breathe. And use one of these. You know, maybe you are stacking it at the end of your day on top of, you know, closing up your computer for the day, which I hope you do. You got to turn it off sometime, trust me. Or maybe you stack it after or before you do a set meeting every week or every day to help you prepare and feel maybe a little more calm and concentrated to do this. Okay, I want you to stack it on something you're already doing. Okay, so as promised, we're going to do 3 rounds of the box breathing together. So I want you to get cozy and kind of cross your legs, kind of adjust your sit bones. If you're driving or in the shower, you can do this when you get home. Just pause it and we'll do it when you get home. You can open up your hands on your knees, or you can keep your hands together. I always tend to have my hands open. I'm almost like I'm receiving a gift. Okay. 3 rounds of the 4-square breathing method, the box breathing. So we're going to exhale and clear our lungs for 4 counts. This is round one. Here we go. Hold your lungs empty for 4, 3, 2, 1. Now inhale for 4. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale, round 2. Hold it for 4. Inhale again for 4. Hold it in your lungs for 4, 3, 2, 1. And here comes round 3. Exhale. Hold your lung empty for 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale for 4. Hold the air in your lungs for 4, 3, 2, 1. And exhale. I feel good. A lot of times I know it feels like it's hard to catch your breath, sometimes literally and figuratively in life. And I hope habit stacking this into your day will help you feel a little bit more calm and present throughout your day. Let me know if this resonated with you. You can connect with me on Instagram. Like I said, text me, get in the newsletter, smoke signals, whatever you got. We have some fun surprises coming up this fall that I can't wait to share with you. And let's hop on a call together. Everything's linked in the show notes for you if you want to get into one of my courses or get on the wait list for the next time I open the doors for my membership society. I have lots of resources for you in the show notes. And if you love the show, please, please leave a review. All right, friend, let's take another big deep breath together. It feels so good. Breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. You got this, friend. I will see you next week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.